Harvey at the Animal Olympics 2012 by Jessica Ellis. In a creaky attic in London, a small brown mouse was training hard. Sweat was dripping from his long whiskers, making pools of water on the wooden floorboards. His little legs ached, and he was so exhausted he could hardly keep his green, inquisitive eyes open. The mouse, Harvey, was competing tomorrow in the gymnastics event of London's Animal Olympics 2012. Harvey had dreamed of becoming an Olympic champion since he was a baby. His father had been an Olympic swimmer, his mother a champion ice skater. Their photos and medals decorated the bare attic walls and glistened when rays of sunlight struck the cracked skylight. Harvey's parents had been killed in a horrific cat chase last year, leaving Harvey all alone in the world. The gymnastic competition was in Battersea, in a large building owned by the Dogs Home. Harvey knew he must perform brilliantly. China had an impressive panda gymnast. Egypt had an exquisite, graceful cat. But most dangerous of all was the American frog, Freddy. He could leap so high and was incredibly flexible. He had great timing and never got nervous because he loved performing. Harvey, however, had a big secret. At the Olympics, he would be performing a quadruple somersault in the air, landing in the splits. Such a feat had never been done or seen before. A pair of neatly pressed white cotton shorts and a Lycra Union Jack T-shirt hung at the foot of Harvey's bed. His calendar circled tomorrow as the day he would prove to the world what a great gymnast he was. His hours of training would be worthwhile. At 2 p.m. on July the 31st, 2012, the loudspeaker announced Harvey's name. He walked confidently onto the colossal blue mat and bowed to the three judges. A spectacled horse from France, a bearded goat from Italy, and a laughing hyena from Africa. Harvey's music began. Effortlessly, Harvey twirled, whirled, spun and leapt. He could hear the neighing and mooing applause from the crowd. His routine was going really well. Harvey was just seconds away now from his winning somersault. Suddenly, a gasp sounded from the crowd. Sheep were bleating and dogs howling. Harvey glanced sideways and spotted Freddy lying in a crumpled heap below the high bars. Without thinking, Harvey dashed to Freddy's side and saw his muscular leg was all tangled. Harvey comforted Freddy until the two mole doctors arrived with their stretcher. Harvey never finished his routine. No gold, silver or bronze medal hung proudly round his neck. Instead, he spent the next week in the Olympic Village Hospital with Freddy, watching all the events on TV and feasting on cheese and grapes. But Harvey wasn't sad. You see, now he had a friend. Harvey no longer had to be alone in his attic. Freddy would stay in Great Britain. Harvey had a large cold water tank in his attic that would be perfect. They would train together. After all, they had another 4 years till the next Olympics.
If you would like to listen to more stories from the BBC Radio 2 500 Words competition, please visit bbc.co.uk/radio2 or search online for 500 words.